With me today is Carolyn Hartz, and we are going to talk about one of the most impossible, or so we thought, impossible things in life, to bake without sugar. Good day, Carolyn.
Good day.
You've put together a magical book that would help those who love to bake and to cook bake without sugar. Can you tell us where the idea came from?
Yes, I can. What happened, and this book I dedicated to anyone and everyone who thought giving up sugar meant missing out on the sweet treats in life, because I was a sugar addict and I developed pre-diabetes too when it wasn't heard of when I was 41, which was 28 years ago. I was very nervous about having to take pills or take medication for my blood sugar levels. And so I set about finding out why. And of course, it was all the sugar I ate. It was nothing for me to sit down in the morning and have a half a cheesecake for breakfast, or in the afternoon a snack of chocolate biscuits. And I don't mean one or two. I mean 10 or 12.
A packet.
A packet. I was seriously a sugar addict, but we didn't know what sugar addicts were all those years ago. So anyway, I said about it, and I got a fright. When I did get diagnosed, I decided to do this research and found that if I looked into my diet seriously and got out of that denial mode, I would see my problem. So I asked my doctor, could I just have 6 months and see how I go? And I did. But I gave up everything. I gave up wine. I gave up sugar. I would have one piece of fruit a day, that's all. But I gave up all sweets, and it was really difficult. At the end of the year, I looked like a picture of health, but I wasn't a happy chappy because I love my sweets.
It was like going through a divorce, was it?
Probably. No, actually, I think it was probably worse.
Breaking up with your hot boyfriend or something like that.
I don't know that boyfriends can give you those highs and lows that sugar gives you. But anyway, perhaps it was. I've actually been with my husband 43 years, luckily.
Wow.
But I do remember the broken hearts with the boyfriend, so you could be correct. anyway, I went on this journey, and at the end of the year, it was just so hard. So I visited a gastroenterologist in Melbourne, and I went into his office, and I looked like the picture of health, and he said, well, what are you doing here? And I said, look, just one thing. If you tell me I can't have sweets or chocolate or wine for the rest of my life, I'm not quite sure that I want to go this way. And he laughed. And he was the first person that said to me, moderation. In those days, we didn't talk moderation. And so he said, why don't, when you go out for dinner, how often do you go out? Oh, 2 or 3 times a week at that stage, or lunch. Why don't you just have sweets and no wine? And I thought about it, and I said to him, why don't I just have half the sweets and half a glass of wine?
That's torture.
Let me tell you, when you've had nothing for a year, it's wonderful how good it tastes. So what I started doing was sharing my sweets. And that was 28 years ago, when it really wasn't etiquette to cut sweets in half. But that's what I started doing. And I'd put it, to make it easier for myself, I put a glass of water next to the wine, and so I would drink a whole glass of water before I started. I'd drink another glass of water halfway through the wine, and it's amazing. You can do it, because, and mindfulness now is a very trendy thing, but in those days, once again, it wasn't. And it made me very mindful of what I was drinking, because when you have to do without something and you're given it back again, you actually savor it.
And you know the value of
right.
giving it up, having to give it up. So you wouldn't want to do that.
No, and I really understand. And a lot of my customers ring back and say, thank you so much for, talking to us and letting us know what you do, because it does help. It helps when you know that somebody else does it, falls off the wagon. That's another thing. When you do fall off the wagon, and it's inevitable, you will. You don't beat yourself up. you just get back on the wagon and start doing it again, because you don't want to go on those guilt trips, because they are also very bad for losing weight. Stress can, you can put on weight with stress.
I never thought that you could bake without sugar.
Well, we not only bake without sugar, we bake without flour, because flour has empty calories. There's really nothing in flour that's good for us. So I bake with a sugar-free substitute called Perfect Sweet Xylitol, or xylitol. It sounds like a chemical. It's not. It's extracted from, it's a wood sugar. Not to be deceived, it's nothing to do with the fruit. It's extracted from either the hardwoods like birch tree or the middle of a corn cob, the woody part of the corn cob. Nothing to do with corn, the woody part. It's a wood sugar. And it does not cause, it's metabolized outside the insulin loop, so it causes very, very, very little rise in blood sugar levels. It's sugar-free. It has less calories than sugar, although that's not its main attribute. The best thing about xylitol is it doesn't cause massive blood sugar rises. So we bake with that in our cookbook. That's the product that I found. That saved my life, actually, because
it'll probably save many more.
But it doesn't have any aftertaste. There's another sweetener, which is a sugar-free sweetener as well, called stevia. But it does have an aftertaste that a lot of our customers don't like, and I personally don't like it. Xylitol does taste like sugar. It looks like sugar. You can replace it in recipes.
What about the consistency that sugar brings to baking?
It's fine. You do use less of it. If you're baking with it and a recipe calls for half a cup of sugar, you probably only need a quarter of a cup of sugar. It behaves a little differently, but, for example, it won't caramelize, so you can't make your caramel custards with it. But basically, it behaves very similar to sugar. And my cookbook's got over 65 recipes. We make ice cream, we make custard, we make jam, we make cakes, biscuits. We make a lot of things. I started this recipe book, goodness, 15, sorry, when I discovered xylitol. I started this recipe book then, but I didn't know it was going to be a book. I started to put up my favorite recipes like lemon curd and ice cream, and all the things that I liked, I started converting it to the Perfect Sweet Xylitol. And gradually, I had a collection of recipes. And then my customers started asking for a book, for which I didn't have time. At that time, I didn't have time for a cookbook because I was so busy with my business. When I brought xylitol into the country, dentists were the only people who knew what it was. Nobody knew what xylitol was.
I haven't even heard about it until you've told me.
No, well, the good thing now is 14 years later, I can be on a plane and people will see me using it in my tea or coffee and they'll say, oh, that's xylitol. And I get so excited because it took me years to actually educate people. And I love it because I can have sweets now. And if you were to have our custard, if you were to have our ice cream or our cakes, you would not know that you weren't eating sugar.
So you really can quit sugar,
as they
say, the bad stuff.
Yes, but you have to be careful with your recipes. My book is honestly sugar-free. A lot of sugar-free recipes are only refined sugar or white sugar and brown sugar-free. They use agave, they use rice malt syrup. And they all raise blood sugar levels. The body doesn't know the difference. So they will raise blood sugar levels. They are really not sugar-free. We call them hidden sugars. The public now are becoming very aware of hidden sugars because they know that a lot of the sugar-free recipes out there are not really sugar-free. Our recipes really are sugar-free. We don't use flour. We use almond meal. A lot of people confuse coconut flour as well. They think that it is better for you than white flour, but it's still flour. So we use almond meal. All our ingredients in our products are nutritious. There's nothing that has an empty calorie.
Thanks very much, Carolyn Hartz, for sharing the secrets of sugar-free baking.
Thank you.
There is life after sugar, after all.
There is. In moderation, once again, you don't sit down and eat half a cheesecake in the morning like I did, even with my recipe.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.